Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Andrew Orlowski is our guest. He writes for one of my favorite publications, The Register. Check it out online. Just Google The Register. You can't miss it. Or whattheregister.com.co.uk. Okay, we got 4 minutes left with you, sir. Then, folks, I'm coming back with a bunch of news and your phone calls for the balance of the transmission. With a lot happening, your chance to respond to the coronation of Lord Obama and a lot more. Shifting gears, it's the same thing they do when they say the polar bears are endangered, they're threatened by global warming, and they say there's a consensus, every scientist says it's real.
Yeah, I mean, I take a, it's pretty crazy over here in Europe. If you even publish a contrary point of view, you get heaps of stuff poured over.
They're trying to make that illegal. They're trying to make that illegal. But you were telling a story. I interrupt. This is an insane show, sir. That's how I operate. I'm sorry.
No. That's cool.
Going back to the police in London. I'm sorry.
I just figured this might amuse your readers. One of our guys got hold of the police operating manual for... it's kind of complicated, but it's part of the stop and search. That's part of the Terrorism Act. And they put in a word that this is advice for the police. It is important that officers take every opportunity to deter and disrupt terrorist operations. But they added the phrase, and provide public reassurance.
Listen, that happened to me in London. Two guys that work for me in London, it happens to them. They get put in these terror databases. But going back... To the Helter Skelter interview here, going back to that's the same thing. Saying now groups or governments or individuals will represent animals, and that their vote will count as more than the rest of us. That's the same thing with the polar bears. They get to then take control governmentally of the entire area of the pole, claiming it's for the polar bears and nothing to do with them.
Well, I've got a kind of I've looked at the subject, and I mean, Alex, my position is I'm an agnostic because I look at all the arguments for what might be causing the climate change, which changes all the time, and I haven't seen a really strong scientific case from anyone. So that's a good position to be in, I think. But what I see is the kind of relentless background of you can't do certain things, that we're all doomed. And certainly Obama's other scientific policy advisor is this guy who predicted catastrophes for America and the rest of the world every few years. I can't understand the mentality of people who realize, you know, the world is kind of okay. It could be better, but we are not facing an environmental catastrophe as far as I can see. If there is one, it's not one I'm going to be able to do very much about.
Well, we do have one. It's going to be genetic engineering or nuclear weapons. Yeah. It's certainly not the climate change. We have seasons. We have ice ages. We have Hyberian maxims. It goes up and down.
Yeah, but I think there's a subtle kind of background to all this, is that it makes us feel bad about almost everything we do.
Yeah, so it makes us feel like we're bad. Humans are evil. Sorry, go ahead. You're right.
Yeah, I mean, it makes us think that resources are limited. And to me, that's a crazy idea. If you look around you, almost every resource we have has been created. We're going to be okay as long as we keep inventing stuff and making sure we can all get hold of it. Uranium was no good to a caveman. that's a great example.
Absolutely. Well, do you have a private website or someplace people can see all your writings other than theregister.com?
Yeah, they can go to andrewolofsky.com, and then they'll find a heap of stuff. It's a blog format, and I welcome email and comments.
Well, I've seen your writing for years, and then I want to have you back for an official maiden voyage for a full hour because your wit and the different angles you cover things. I agree with about 95% of what you say and do. The other 5%, I mean, you're just a really interesting fellow, and we put your website up on screen. Put it back up on screen. You bet. And we'll talk to you in the near future. I know you're going to be busy coming up the next few months, but after that, I promise you'll come back on.
I'd love to be back. Thanks, Alex, and all the best. Take care.
Hey, thank you. Take care. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to come back after this quick break and get into the economy, the news, and a lot more. Stay with us.
The United States is bankrupt, and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no questions asked, no time limit, money back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
Before last night, we already knew the Bush administration had spied on some U.S. journalists inside the U.S. Last night on this newscast, we revealed the new allegation that Mr. Bush's National Security Agency was systematically, 24 hours a day, monitoring not just individual reporters, but entire U.S. news organizations, as well as other organizations, the identities of which we still don't know. Tonight in our third story, Russell Tice, the NSA whistleblower who revealed that breathtaking claim on this program last night, returns, and he is breaking more news. First, some context. In the New Yorker magazine last year, reporter Lawrence Wright revealed that the FBI had asked him about phone calls he made to a British lawyer who was representing former jihadists, calls the FBI thought that were made by Wright's college-age daughter. More than wiretapping was at work here. The name of Wright's daughter was not in the phone records. So how the hell, Wright demanded, did the FBI know his daughter's name? In 2007, Wright asked Mike McConnell, then director of National Intelligence. His reply, I don't know. When Wright found it troubling that his daughter's name was on some NSA list somewhere, McConnell said, quote, it may be troublesome, it may not be, you don't know. As Mr. Tice is about to clarify, now we know. But first, yesterday we asked the NSA to comment on his allegations. The agency declined, saying only, quote, NSA considers the constitutional rights of U.S. citizens to be sacrosanct. The intelligence community faces immense challenges in protecting our nation. No matter the challenges, NSA remains dedicated to performing its mission under the rule of law. That from a Bush holdover at NSA. No reply yet from the Obama White House. Returning to our program tonight, Russell Tice, former NSA analyst, now a very public whistleblower. Thank you again for your time tonight, sir.
Good evening. Thank you. Thank you.
Last night we discussed collection of phone and email data, envelope info, like the length of the call, but also the content. But the information they collected on journalists and other people, this was more than just phone and email info?
Well, as far as the information, the wiretap information that, made it to NSA, there was also data mining that was involved. And at some point, information from credit card records and financial transactions was married in with that information. So the lucky U.S. citizens, that tens of thousands of whom, that are now on digital databases at NSA who have no idea of this, also have that sort of information included on those digital files that, that have been warehoused.
Does this, throwing that kind of information in there too, your credit card records, where you have spent your money, does that make it clear to you who used this information or why it was used or what the goal was of gaining it? Do you have any better idea of what all of this stuff was used for?
Well, the obvious explanation would be that, you know, if you did have a potential terrorist, you'd want to know where they're spending money, mm-hmm. and you know, whether they purchased an airline ticket or something like that, and, you know, that sort of thing. But once again, we're talking about tens of thousands of innocent U.S. citizens that have been caught up in this trap that they have no clue, you know, for... This thing could sit there for 10 years and, you know, then potentially it marries up with something else, and 10 years from now they get put on a no-fly list and they won't have a clue why.
All these tens of thousands of people that you referred to, do they at least have possible ties to terrorists, like the story of this New Yorker magazine reporter where there is some, there was a phone call made that at least is a starting point, or do they not even have that?
In most cases, they don't have that at all. You know, this is garnered from... algorithms that have been put together to try to just dream up scenarios that might be information that is associated with how a terrorist could operate. Like I mentioned last night, the 1 to 2 minute the pizza delivery call, mm-hmm. And things of that nature, of which an innocent citizen could be easily, you know, tied into these things. And once that information gets to NSA and they start to put it through the filters there, where they have you know, language interpreters and stuff, and they start looking for word recognition, you know, you know, if someone just talked about the daily news and, you know, mentioned you know, something about the Middle East, you know, they could easily be brought to the forefront of having that little flag put by their name that says potential terrorist. And of course, you know, this U.S. citizen wouldn't have a clue.
This massive thing obviously did not grow of its own accord. Do you know, or do you have an educated guess as to who authorized this and who developed this?
I have a guess where it was developed. I think it was probably developed out of the Department of Defense, mm-hmm. and this is probably the remnants of a total information awareness that came out of DARPA. That's my guess. I don't know that for sure.
The previous reports of individual incidents suggest they were looking for leak sources. In 2006, the former NSA director, Michael Hayden, was asked if he targeted political opponents of the Bush administration, and he refused to answer. Was he? Was that one of the factors in determining which journalists they targeted?
I don't know the answer to that. But, you know, from the avenue that I know about, everyone was collected. So, mm-hmm. you know, they sucked in everybody, and at some point they may have cherry-picked from what they had, but I wasn't aware of who got cherry-picked out of the,
all right.
the big pot.
Do you know?
I didn't have time to play that key part. It's much worse than what Oberman's saying, so we played that so we could break that down. People need to stop living in denial about how bad the surveillance is. We're going to take a lot of calls now for the balance of the broadcast and get into Obama's deception with Guantanamo Bay, saying, well, we're probably going to close it in the next year. You know, the headline is he's closed it. And it's, well, we're going to try to close it or figure out how to close it in the next year and what we're going to do with these people. Well, the Pentagon already said more than a year ago, that they were going to move them to other bases and create a more judicial process that isn't just openly, we can grab you secretly, hold you secretly, execute you secretly. But all that stuff is still on the books in the Enemy Commissions Act, the Enemy Combatants, I'm having one of those brain moments. It's the John Warner Defense Authorization Act deals with taking over the states and martial law. PD 51 deals with continuity of government, where the Congress and the states have no power. Will Obama repeal all of those? Those are a question we've got to ask. You're not hearing anything about that. It's all about how he's getting rid of Guantanamo. And then It's the Military Commissions Act. I was calling it the Enemy Commissions Act. It's the Military Commissions Act that turns a U.S. citizen secretly, they can secretly issue this finding, not from a court, but from the president, the Defense Department, or their designates, and then secretly snatch and grab you when you disappear. They can torture you and then use that evidence in their secret tribunals. If the military secret tribunals find you not guilty, higher-ups can still find you guilty. I mean, it's not even a kangaroo court. It is worse than that, so we'll go over some of that. I got Bob Chapman coming on. I don't usually have him on twice a week, but I'm going to have him on about 10, 15 minutes later in the hour after we take some calls because I want to get his specific take from my analysis. I want to see if he concurs with it about what they're doing with the, quote, nationalization of the banks. It isn't really a nationalization. We'll tell you what it really is. But right now, let's go to your phone calls. Craig in New York disagrees. First up, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for giving me letting me on. I told the guys I called up to disagree. So you really do believe in open dialogue. You really don't screen the calls. So I just want to say you're honest with that, and I respectfully disagree. I think you exaggerate a lot of things in the show, and I think that hurts putting the information out there because someone finds that you exaggerated and go, oh, everything you say is BS.
Okay, let me stop you. Specifics of what I exaggerate about.
Okay, for example, when you talk about NORAD drills on September 11th and you say that it was for the same targets, the Twin Towers, the Pentagon. There were different drills on September 11th, for example. The drills for those targets, Twin Towers, Pentagon, were earlier drills in March. It's when you...
No.
Yes, sir.
No, they ran drills 2 years before, 6 months before, 2 months before, the week before. And so this is cherry-picking, and if I had the time, we could go through this. But anybody who wants to research it can look at it. Much of the drills on 9/11 are still classified, but the CIA was specifically running a separate drill on the morning of 9/11, and the news articles, and it's in some of my films, said that it was off the previous drills that were those targets. I mean, are you saying – well, I mean, hey, what are you saying? Are you saying they weren't running drills that morning?
No, not at all, Alex. And it's it was in front of USA Today that they were. Just to make clear with you, I've shown videos of yours for different classrooms.
But I'm not exaggerating. I mean, I'm
Wait, one example. Can I get one example through?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, for example, as a joke, I called up with a Baba Booey phone call, and you are seen on YouTube claiming that the Howard Stern Show called you and that they showed off about it. That never occurred. That was me who was calling.
Okay. Put him on hold. Total and complete disinformation, pal. Total and disinformation, what you just did. Somebody called up, and it was a couple years ago, I think, and it does sound just like you from memory. My memory serves, or it was somebody with an exact same type, Brooklyn or Queens or whatever your accent is. Sounds like you. And they did a Baba Booey. And I said, well, going from memory, I know the YouTube's out there, so you can go look it up. I'm not omnipresent. But I said, yeah, you know, that might have been Baba Booey because the Howard Stern Show, you know, doesn't like me. And that's what I said. I did not say I was sure that was you and that was happening. Now, you just integrated that in with me somehow saying that it was the Howard Stern Show. What I talked about when that happened was the fact that I was called four times by producers at the Howard Stern Show, some guy with Electric Eel, another group, saying, we'd like to have you on the Howard Stern Show. This is about 5 years ago. But the other producers and Howard are concerned that you would plug ManCow. And that you're like a minion of ManCow, and those two are rivals, you know, ManCow his junior. And I said, I do thousands of interviews. I wouldn't come on and plug ManCow. Because they said, well, ManCow tries to get people to do that. And I said, I'm not involved with that. ManCow has me on half the time and disagrees with me. We've had screaming arguments on air. And they said, okay, we'll call you back. And then they'd call back 6 months later. And it was the same thing. So that is the discussion with me saying the Howard Stern Show somehow doesn't like me. Okay, so you're integrating two separate things into a straw man there. That's what you just did. Go ahead.
I'm not trying to be that convoluted. And perhaps, like you do sometimes get carried away, you might have misspoken. But, for example, even on, say, Stephen E. Jones' research, if you look at the way he procured the materials in which he tried to find there was thermite in the...
Sir, they've been peer-reviewed. They've been peer-reviewed in prestigious peer-reviewed journals. And I bet you're going to say that's a lie, too.
Social economics journals, nothing to do with science.
No, some of them have been reviewed. You know what? I appreciate your call. I'm not going to spend my time on Howard Stern, buddy.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Don't call my name out your window when I'm leaving. I won't even.
By the way, Stephen Jones has gotten samples now from last time I checked, seven or eight different places, including government stores and people on record who have property right next to it. And his finding of the spheres was also found by NIST in their sulfidation reports. And we have the police and firemen saying, get back, they're going to bring the building down. And we have it blowing up and the CIA being in there. I mean, nice try, guy. You're somebody who calls shows and does pranks. And, hey, I told you the economy was going to implode years ago. Told you it'd start with subprime mortgages. Told you the bankers would take over and announce a world government run by the banks you'd pay carbon taxes to. Told you they'd announce youth brigades. It's all happening. We don't exaggerate anything here. It's far worse than we're saying. So, I don't know. I just feel sorry for you, Bubba, because a lot of you Kool-Aid drinkers are so invested in the false reality that you're going to have a lot of problems in life. David in Louisiana, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
I'm looking at the February 2009 Playboy, and it has an article named Peep Culture by Hal Netzvecki, and the subcaption is Seven Things You Should Know About Our New World Order.
But it doesn't exist. You're exaggerating.
That's right. It doesn't exist.
Henry Kissinger goes on and says Obama will be able to get the world to go along with the New World Order, and then he writes books calling on New World Order world government, and Walter Cronkite gets up and says we want world government, and Hillary Clinton says it, and they say a New World Order is a world government, and we get the North American Union documents, and they still say it doesn't exist.
That's right. Everything is fine, you know? But basically the article gets into how our culture is changing and modifying to the Internet to be more... to basically accept surveillance and how you can profit off of it and become entertained by it. So basically acclimating us to constant surveillance.
Yes, that's what's happening.
Well, Alex, hey, man, I appreciate your show, and you have a great show. You have great soundtracks on your bumper music, and Bob Chapman is the man.
All right, my friend, so are you. Good to hear from you. Let's go ahead and get in as many calls here as we can. Let's go ahead and talk to Stan in Missouri. Stan, you're on the air. Is this Farmer Stan?
Well, I've got to say, I don't disagree with you on anything, but you've been talking about all this compulsory service. I want to know how in the world are they going to plan to enforce this? Are they going to stick a gun to our head? Are they going to seize our bank assets? Are they going to take our Social Security away from us? Now, how in the world do they plan to enforce all this?
Notice what they're saying. The economy's imploding. It's our fault as the American people, in his speech. We've got to serve. We've got to sacrifice. It's America. We've got to do it. And then as things get worse, the media is going to blame those of us that don't go slave for the government for free, that it's our fault. Now, the rest are going to volunteer and then get a stipend check. That's going to be in his separate from government volunteer corps. And then they'll stage some more terror attacks and things or launch some more wars in, say, 18 to 24. And then they're going to offer you a government check for college. And they're saying this, but you'll have to serve. And they're going to say, don't worry, you don't have to serve overseas. You're going to be part of the new domestic army. This is all proposed. And so that's how they're going to do it. I mean, how did they do the draft back in the 60s and 70s? They just say our country's under attack. We have to do this. And then they demonize cowardly draft dodgers. Well, now you'll be a service dodger. But you're going to be able to opt out, they claim, to be able to serve domestically. And, hell, these young 18, 24-year-olds, they're going to love wearing an Obama uniform, literally, and stomping around. And, you know, at first it's feeding soup kitchens, digging ditches, cleaning up parks, but then they're going to convert it over, which they say they're going to do, into spying on neighbors, running checkpoints, and things like that. So, see, first they're going to launch it. We're helping the old. We're helping everybody. We love you. We care. And then everybody gets behind it. Oh, yeah, and then... How dare you be against soup kitchens and spying on your neighbors? I mean, how are they going to get the people? Just like when you got an air conditioning guy at your house and you're a homeschooler and you're homeschooling and they say, your kids should be in school. I'm calling the cops on you. There's no law. You've got to homeschool, but the public believes it. There's no law. You've got to take vaccines, but the news lies and says it.
I understand that, my friend. But right now we're having a complete, absolute breakdown of society. I mean, to survive, people are turning to crime. Eldon, Missouri, they're just absolutely going in the store up at Eldon, and they're taking what they want, Alex. People are at a point where they just don't care. They don't care about anything anymore.
And that's how society, and that's how you'll beg for it. When they designed the breakdown of society, deindustrializing us, making us a service economy, so when they blew out the dollar and hyperinflate it and the society implodes, only place you can look is the government, and then they're going to give you a hand and pull you in the boat and slit your throat right as you get into the boat. Here, I'll give you a hand. Now, take that. Ugh, government love. Gee, we're the New World Order. We're hardcore radical. We're hardcore savage. That's why we're in control. We're the New World Order. And if you don't like it, you're racist. All hail Obama. We'll be right back. Good to hear from you, Stan, Patrick, Nicolette, Bob, and many others. Straight ahead, I am Alex Jones. InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Okay,
can
we stop asking questions? Is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Hi, this is Steve Schenck. eFoods does it again. The 3-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy fix food. The price of the 3-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the 3-day responder, you'll understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the 3-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The 3-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The 3-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com.
I'm just going to have Bob Chapman for the next 25 minutes, and it's going to be open phones again in the fourth hour today.
East of Omaha, listen to the engine moaning out his one song.
I want to break down with Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com. What this nationalization really means. I'm going to give you my analysis and then see if he concurs. Okay. The international central banks industrialize the Western world. They get us under their control. They state that's the plan so that they can get us all in debt. They call it a service economy. Then they cut off the liquidity to Main Street, killing it so they can buy it up with the tens of trillions of dollars of bailout money that they've sucked into their coffers in the last 3.5 months. $8.5 trillion on record. That's 6 weeks ago. It was $1.3 trillion a week, so it's well over $10 trillion now. And then they say to the public, they've already got dictatorial power under the bill they passed that stated no one can review them, no court, no government, not Congress, not the president. It gives this totally illegal, fraudulent, omnipotent, imperial power to the private Federal Reserve governors. And separate Fed governors and former governors are saying, we've been told war powers have been enacted. We're not even involved. That's been in Bloomberg and AP. So they've already got the dictatorial power. They have to sell now what they're going to do in that power by acting like they don't have it and say, we have to nationalize the banks, and but they won't tell you what where it's going, what the money is, into this new Bank of the U.S. That's been in the Wall Street Journal and a bunch of other publications. And it will issue bonds. But really, that's the Federal Reserve that's already quietly started issuing some type of secretive bonds to institutions and governments that they claim are as good as U.S. Treasury notes. So they're blowing the U.S. out, blowing its credit out. The people have got to pay all that back in taxes and interest. And then now creating this new instrument that is the new Bank of the USA, which is USA in name only. It's also private like the Federal Reserve. It's the same group. You have the private shareholders of the small group of banks that are also the Federal Reserve, which will also be this new bank. And then it cedes its power to Bretton Woods, too, to internationally devalue the currencies together, as they've said they're going to do. And Newsweek has called it World Bank, World Government, offering that as a solution. So when they call it nationalization, it isn't really that. It's the last vestiges of Treasury control over financial systems being transferred to the Federal Reserve and then openly transferred publicly into an international body, which again is owned by the private shareholders of the Federal Reserve, the Bank of England, the Bundesbank, a handful of families. And so that's what's happening with all of this. So if nationalization was bad enough, the only sense it's nationalized is they're saying unlimited secret funds will be transferred further, not just the $8.5 trillion, and they're looting all the other countries too, that's just here, into this group, into this body, which will then set currency rates, that will then set interest rates worldwide, that will then set tax policy worldwide, and they're calling it the New World Order. So that's basically what they're doing, and the public will think they're paying taxes into the new Bank of the USA to freeze up these bad derivatives, these bad instruments, when in reality the establishment's just writing those off to their investors and hoarding all the capital and cash to themselves. As the world goes into depression, they continue the process of buying everything up and then telling governments through their IMF World Bank shock therapy system that in Argentina, Russia, now in Iceland, you have to hand over roads, infrastructure to all these private interests, which are also owned by the very same central banks themselves that are setting the policies for the government to have the right to pay all of the people's money into the private central banks that are doing it themselves. Now, that sounds crazy. It is. We're paying them to pay taxes and then to pay interest on that. Bob Chapman, does that succinctly describe it, or can you boil it down better, or do you agree with that analysis?
One of the downsides of being on with you is thinking about things that you miss, which in this case, you haven't missed anything at all. And I agree with you wholeheartedly. Of course, there's all kinds of nuances along the way, but you got it nailed. Absolutely. Now, we're going to be in the middle of a depression. I think the depression's begun, at least in the United States.
But hold on, Bob. And put it in your own words. I mean, I did that whole long extrapolated thing. I mean, with all of your decades of research in finance and being spot on predicting what's going to happen, how would you sum up what they're doing right now and then go into the depression?
Well, the summation is what you've said is true, and I think that they are going to have trouble getting across what they're trying to get across. And that is that they're going to find resistance about the way that they're rolling this thing into this new USA bank. We're still going to get lots of questions, admittedly, from Wall Street, people who are not involved in this. What are you people doing? This is like Alexander Hamilton and his U.S. bank all over again. And, of course, that was defeated by Congress. But they are going to have trouble implementing this. It's not going to be easy, especially not in the middle of a depression. But, you know, they think that they're masters of the universe and they can get anything done that they want.
Well, yeah, that's the issue is that it's totally unpopular, 98-99% against it in the polls, 1,000-to-1 phone calls against it in Congress. And that's with the public not even having one inkling how bad it really is. And then this is only the beginning, and they're just giving us no quarter.
You're right. And we discussed this
yesterday, and it's our job to inform the public that this is going down, how it's going down, why it's going down, and what we got to do about it. And that is ring the phone off your congressman's wall and tell other people, demonstrate. Right now, all over Europe, demonstrations are going berserk, and a lot of them are becoming violent. The Iceland government is stepping down. You'll probably have government changes in Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, Bulgaria, Romania.
But the banker scam, when they do implode an economy and do this, as they're doing here, is to just put puppet after puppet until it wears the people out. But they're giving the people no quarter, so that's not going to work.
No, it's not going to work. And so it could turn into revolution in a number of countries.
But they don't care because they want it all, they want it now.
That's right. And they've opened the window and they can't close it. They can't go back. They're beyond the halfway point to where they're going. And they have been since 2002, 2003. And, you know, the game is on. And we have to use the opportunities that we got to tell other people, this is what's happening to you. And I see on CNBC and in reading in the business publications that the professionals in Wall Street are pulling the money out of banks. I mean, I never saw anything like that before in the last almost 50 years I've been involved in this.
Now I said 6-8 months ago that I believe it would happen in the next year, the total implosion. I'm saying that's what the evidence looked like. You and many others, Dr. Roberts and others, are saying 2 to 3 years. But I had Roberts on a few weeks ago, and he said it may happen quicker now. Are you still saying 2 to 3 years until we actually enter hell itself?
Well, I've said in the International Forecaster, it now may happen quicker. Just exactly what Mr. Roberts said. So we don't know the timing on that. All you know is it's bad and it's going to happen. And if you look at what they're doing, I don't know what stage is behind the scenes that their planning is at. I mean, they might come out next week and say the big surprise that others have talked about that we have for you with the new administration is that we are going to work toward world financial regulatory control and eventually have a new financial order, a new currency for the entire world, because we don't want this terrible devaluations to happen again.
And then advertise it that the only solution to get America going in the world is this.
Exactly. And then they'll pull up somebody like Goebbels, and he'll be on television every day and telling the people, oh, this is what we got to do.
It is reckless, and you're right. They've done it by design, but clearly the execution has gotten out of control for them. But it's like opening a screen door on a submarine. There's no putting the door back in place. They've committed. I mean, they've jumped out of the airplane, parachute or not.
And we have our weapons at our disposal as well. And that is getting out to the public as best we can. And when the public's disgruntled, you tell them what the problem is and get them mobilized. I mean, if you're out of work and you can't get a job and you're on some kind of welfare, you have plenty of time on your hands. So you start putting people together.
Well, what the public's got to know is that the establishment's going ahead with this, and nothing they promise you is there to help you. It's to secure their global empire. If they could care less about starving and dying and murdered Iraqis or Africans, they don't care about you. And it still is reckless, though. I mean, if I was the power elite, I would want soft power. And but I guess I'm not the power elite, and I'm not a psychopath.
As Mr. Roberts spent 10 minutes one day on this program saying, these people are insane. And
yeah,
he's absolutely right, and he knows them better than we do because he worked in Washington, and he knows that mindset.
Well, I mean, it is insane. Did you see the L.A. Times where they admit, they say hundreds, really thousands of people for raising their voices on airplanes are arguing, are now being charged as terrorists, and then are having their rights in trial stripped, And they always promised the Patriot Act was only for Al-Qaeda, but now they're using it against marijuana. They're using it on the street. That is classical tyranny right there.
You're absolutely right. And the gentleman was on before saying that people have thrown their hands in the air and they're going into stores and just taking what they want. And that's going to get worse. And there's millions of stores shutting down, whether they're in clothing or food and all kinds of things. The economy's coming down.
And you're now saying you think it's happening faster than you previously had thought, degrading slowly for 2 or 3 years. I know people can read the nuances of that in the International Forecaster, but for those that are listening right now, if you're revising your forecast, project that for us.
Well, 2 weeks ago in the Forecaster, at the beginning of the Forecaster, where I always put something where I want to catch people's attention, I said, this is it. You go all in on gold and silver because they're going to take off. Now, they're going to take off because the news is going to get so bad and the ability to control those two markets is going to wane for the insiders who have been doing it. And I think things are about ready to bust out and fly. And I've been dead right here over the next couple of weeks. We had two breakouts technically in gold and silver today. And the sky's the limit now. I suppose along the way we'll have burps, so to speak. But we're going to test $20 on silver. And, silver, because of the suppression by two banks, it could go up $3 or $4 in a day. There's no limits on silver, and which there was at one time a long time ago. It could be wild. And gold's going to go up and test 1020, 1033, and it is going to break it. And the market is going to go lower. Starting an hour and a half ago, you could see the government come into the stock market trying to hold it up. They got the S&P and the NASDAQ up, but they couldn't get the Dow up. Their power is waning, and the market's going to go down.
And I'm sorry, a bunch of deceived, pathetic Obama zombies prattling around cheerleading the government isn't going to change the fundamentals of what's happening.
No, and the fundamentals have been, again, deliberately put in place. And all of the things that you see just aren't happening. They've been planned that way. And we're just going to have to disrupt what they're doing.
Gold's been shooting up so fast today, I don't even know what it's at right now. What's it at, Bob?
Well, we know it's up over $37, and that's in the February contract. It's been up all day long.
Well, Ted Anderson. Go ahead, sorry.
Yes, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
And they tried to knock it down at $14. They couldn't do it.
All I know is, like we said yesterday, with UBS grabbing 19,000-plus Swiss bank accounts of mid-level nouveau riche, and they're doing this all over the place, that the only way to protect assets that you've earned, even paid taxes on to the damn bankers, excuse me, folks, that slipped out, I apologize, even with those people, all you can do is get gold and silver, and I want to bring Ted Anderson in briefly here, because Ted is still offering gold at the offer he did yesterday that was last week's prices, that was, what, 30-something bucks under what he was able to buy it for. And then today it's up 30-something more. And so those were great deals yesterday. These deals are insane. Ted offering yesterday's deal today, is that a good deal, Bob Chapman?
Doesn't get any better.
Ted Anderson, tell folks about today's gold and silver offer.
Well, you asked the question. Gold has gone over 903 today, so we're up over $900 an ounce in the closing contract.
Then it's up 50 bucks.
Yeah, right now, I repriced it. Franks right now are at 225. If I want to sell Franks today at today's price, they're 225. My yesterday's price was 202. That means that the gold price, and this is, I priced it at about 890. So, that gives, I'm 980, I'm sorry, 989 right around in there. So it's up higher than that right now. Gives you an idea. These are up over 10% from the time that I bought these things to where they're at now. Franks are at 225 currently. I'm selling them at 202. Swiss, the British sovereigns right now are at 275. I'm selling those at 250. I also have the gold buffalo. I didn't have time to reprice those again, but they're going to be going up the same 10%. Everything that I have is going up. The silver coins right now that the Walking Liberty halves that we've been talking about at 840, I have to reprice those. I will hold this special through the weekend, but I'm telling you, the market holds into this $900 range. There's going to be a whole new set of prices, and everything's going to be
now,
at 10 to 15 more.
Let's explain. You have limited supplies of silver and gold at the price when the market was at what, 830?
Yeah, that's when I picked it up, Alex. It was when gold was sitting there down. It was trying to test $700 an ounce, and then I'm buying like a madman trying to get as much supply as I can. Now the market, without a question, has just gone up about $100.
Okay, specifically, this gold and this gold you bought, on average, those different buys in there, how much? The gold you're selling now is priced at where in the market?
Right now, if you took that same coin, it'd be 225, and I'm selling that coin right now at 202. That's one of the examples. I've got several different examples just like that. I can't buy from one place. I have to make a lot of buys. It's hard to get this stuff now.
800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Stay with us.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Lead a superior life by drinking Superior Life brand ionized water. A couple of soft drinks each day, a few slices of pizza, last night's cheeseburgers. These acidic foods will make you tired, overweight, and cause numerous negative health problems in the short and long term. An acidic environment is created in the body, causing fuzzy memory and that all-day low energy feeling. These are the early signs of your body telling you that it's not getting the proper care it needs. We are truly a junk food nation. Drinking ionized water will help you drop the weight, feel better, actually become hydrated, and can improve the quality of your life. It's all about the pH. Disease cannot thrive in an alkaline body. What can a Life brand water ionizer do for you? Call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601. Or visit us at SuperiorLifeWater.com. That's SuperiorLifeWater.com. What's in your water?
This is the end. Beautiful prayer. This is the end. My only friend. The end. Of our elaborate lives. The end. Of everything that stands. The end.
No safety.
No safety. No surprise.
you picture what will be?
Can you picture what will be?
So limitless.
So limitless and free. Desperately in need of some
stranger's hand. And that hand is the hand of Barack Obama. That it's going to betray you even greater. That's what they do. They build the crises, offer the solution, and it always gets worse. Bob Chapman, the internationalforecaster.com, will give you a toll-free number to call and get a free trial subscription, a sample of it. It's excellent. Ted Anderson, you're saying you've got enough gold and silver there to hold this special throughout the weekend with gold cresting up to $900 an ounce, silver going up. Tell us about the silver offer.
Yeah, the silver currently right now, the Walking Liberty halves, but in, like I said, Alex, in very limited supply. I mean, we will take orders through this weekend. I was just warned by my trader that she cannot get them past that. We will have to raise our prices. We'll have to reflect what silver's doing.
Same Let's be clear. During the break, your traders are running in saying, watch it, Ted, watch it.
Yeah, they're calling all their sources right now to try to gear up for this particular special, because everybody knows the phones are going to blow off the hook. And if you're not calling to buy gold and silver while you're watching what's going on in the market right now, and you've got money sitting in the bank, I think you're nuts. The market
800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. This is what I believe in. That number on your screen, 800-686-2237, Midas Resources. Bob Chapman, I mean, we were telling people on the show when it was $286 an ounce 6 years ago to buy gold because we knew they were going to devalue the currency. It's gone up to 1,000. It's gone back down. It's going racing right back up. They're not being able to suppress it. Should people get into gold and silver now, especially because they're getting last week's prices today during a gold bull market?
Well, it certainly doesn't get any better than that price-wise. And as you know, I said all in. I mean, this is it. And I'm telling people to pull their money out of banks, except what they need for operating expenses, and taking a hard look at their insurance policies, because insurance companies are asking regulators to lower the bar for them just in case the stock market Dow drops from 8,000 to 4,000.
I was about to say, every time Ted says your annuities aren't insured, we get hate mail. Then they call back apologizing, saying, okay, I found out it's true, I'm not insured. Annuities are not insured FDIC, are they?
No. And not only that, you know, they're in the market. And market goes down, they're going to go down. There will be insurance companies that will be in trouble. Whether the government will bail them out or not, I don't know.
There
but
is,
why take the chance when you get something that's going up?
There is one thing that they can't get their greedy hands on, and that's gold and silver and precious metals. They can put property taxes on your land and take it. They can do anything. They can't get your gold and silver unless they physically stick you up for it. So 800-686-2237. Ted, you're holding this deal until what, Sunday evening?
Sunday evening. Place your orders by Sunday evening or you'll pay more. There's no question about it.
800-686-2237. Bob, can you stay just one more five-minute segment? I've got a few other financial questions for you.
Sure.
Okay. Oh, and in the 10 seconds we've got left, well, we'll just come back and also give out the number for folks to get a free copy of your newsletter. Stay with us, 800-686-2237.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.